Y weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Occasional sunshine developing today. Isolated showers and storms early on. Reach a high of 85. Tonight, partly cloudy. Chance of a shower storm late, low near 69. Slight chance of showers and storms on Friday. Occasional sun, high of 87 degrees. Friday night, becoming clear, low near 70. Saturday, lots of sunshine, high near 93. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 81.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The U.S. Department of Energy making its recommendations to the EPA regarding retroactive blending waiver requests. Sources say the DOE recommended to the EPA that a number of those requests be partially granted, but those anonymous sources couldn't provide any more details. The EPA is in charge of granting those exemptions, but the DOE has yet to review the applications first and make their recommendations. This move could help bring those smaller refiners into compliance with the court ruling earlier this year that requires waivers granted since 2010 to take a form of an extension. Most waiver recipients in recent years haven't continuously been granted those waivers. At present, there are 58 pending waiver requests from refiners for the years 2011 through 2018. Biofuel advocates say the blending waivers hurt the overall demand for corn-based ethanol. And the American Soybean Association returned to its birthplace to celebrate its 100th year of existence. The group celebrated a century of coordinating efforts and ensuring successes on behalf of U.S. growers. With support from the Indiana Soybean Alliance and the family who helped launch one of the nation's strongest ag advocacy offices, ASA celebrated the 100th anniversary on the Indiana farm where it all began. The celebration was small, but significant historic marker dedication and tours of the heirloom soybean plots took place. ASA first formed when three Fouts brothers hosted their first Corn Belt Soybean Field Day and their Soyland Farm operation in Indiana on September 3rd of 1920. That event drew nearly 1,000 farmers and their families from six states, all who were interested in learning more about this emerging new commodity called soybeans. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers. We at AgView.net are proud to deliver you policy and market-impacting information to help you make the best decision for your operation. We're not the biggest, but we are reliable and relevant. And in 2020, we'll continue to deliver you the information you need in the form you need it on this radio station, on AgView.net, and on Facebook at AgView and Twitter at AgView News. The important issues need a reliable and relevant voice. This station at AgView.net.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Dr. Lee Norman from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment said that he's concerned about the upcoming fall sports year with student athletes getting onto the fields and potentially spreading the virus.
We're continuing to see sports with an increasing number of cases. We're up to 63 cases. It doesn't sound like a lot, but when you compare the amount of summer sports compared to what we'll be facing in the fall and winter, it's a lot less activity.
Dr. Norman also said that many student athletes under the age of 18 are less likely to have been carrying the coronavirus.
Of those 62 cases, those under the age of 18 have been a very small number, just a handful, five or six, and the rest of that are in 18 to 76. Six-year-olds.
In other news, first responders in southwest Kansas were called to the report of an explosive in a car, only to find out it was nothing more than a beefy stick. Cake News reports the event happened in Greensburg as first responders reported to a stick of dynamite attached to a dashboard in a vehicle that turned out to be a beef stick in a wrapper. Mid-America Network News.
Most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8320. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Republicans are brimming with newfound confidence after keeping an open Senate seat in Kansas after establishment-backed Representative Roger Marshall won the party's nomination. They viewed Marshall yesterday as well-positioned to take the unusually formidable Democrat in a tough year for the GOP. Marshall's first tasks were refilling his campaign treasury and rebuilding Republican unity after an often bitter primary campaign. Marshall beat conservative Kris Kobach in the primary. He's confident he can unite Republicans quickly against Democrat Barbara Boulier, but she says she's beginning the contest with $4.5 million in cash, while he says he has $600,000 left with the primary polls closed. And the top health official in Kansas says counties that have mask mandates in place have seen a rapid drop in cases, while those that only recommend their use have not seen any decrease in cases. Dr. Lee Norman from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment said yesterday that 15 counties that stayed with Governor Lori Kelly's mask mandate last month, while 90 counties abandoned it. He said the overall statewide numbers of new cases is favorable, but the reduction in new cases is entirely in the counties that have required the masks. Mid-America Network News.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska lawmakers have advanced a compromise package to soften the impact of local property tax increases, preserve tax incentives for businesses, and commit as much as $300 million in state money to a proposed disaster response facility in Omaha. The measure won first-round approval yesterday, just days before this year's legislative session is scheduled to end. A proposal to cap the interest rates that payday lenders can charge in Nebraska has qualified for the November general election ballot. Secretary of State Bob Evnen says backers of the measure gathered enough petition signatures to place the issue before the voters. The group Nebraskans for Responsible Lending is looking to cap the annual interest rate on payday loans at 36%, like measures that have passed in 16 other states and the District of Columbia. Current Nebraska law allows lenders to charge as much as 404% annually. Mid-America Network News.
Make the most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8-3-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Just 12 votes separate John Unger and Lisa Mosier in a tight race for the Kansas House 106th District. With 5,232 ballots counted and all 91 districts reporting in, Unger shows 2,622 and Mosier 2,610. The margin remains close enough that any remaining mail-in or provisional ballots yet to be considered could potentially decide the race. John Unger carried Marshall County with 57% of ballots, while Mosier prevailed in Washington County with 55% of the vote. Again, Unger with 2,622, Mosier 2,610. Fritz Blaske unseats incumbent Tom Holley for 2nd District Marshall County Commissioner seat. Blaske carries 45%, Holley with 30%, and Don King trails with 25% on the Republican ticket. No Democrats were filed. In the race for District Magistrate Judge, Angela Heckey retains the position with 65% of votes to Bobby Pippia with 35%. The sales tax question for swimming pool improvements in Blue Rapids passed by a wide margin, 88% voting yes, with 232 ballots cast. In Washington County for 2nd District Commissioner, incumbent David Wilbrandt with 80% of the votes over Joanne Daigh with 20%. In Nemahal County, Jason Cook takes Tim Burdick 61-39% for 2nd District County Commissioner and moves on to face Greg Allen in the general. In the 3rd District, Dylan Kime takes Bob Sextro 70-30% and moves on to face Dennis Henry in the general election. Again, it's 12-vote difference in preliminary totals for Kansas House, as John Ungerer leads Lisa Mosier 2,622 to 2,610 in the 106th District. In Marshall County, Fritz Blaski takes the Republican race for county commissioner with 45% of votes, Tom Holly with 30%. Angela Heckey earned 65% of votes for district magistrate judge, defeating Bobby Pipia with 35%. And the Blue Rapids Swimming Pool sales tax passes with 88% voting yes. David Wilbrandt holds off a challenge for Washington County Commissioner with 80% of votes over Joanne Dagg with 20%. And in Nemahal County, Jason Cook takes Tim Burdick with 55%. And Dylan Kime defeats Bob Sextro, taking 70% of ballots for county commissioner seats. Marshall County post-election audit will be Friday, beginning at 10 a.m. in the county clerk's office. Washington County will draw precincts for a post-election audit Thursday at 8:30 in the county clerk's office. The audit will follow Friday at 1:30 in the commissioner's room in the Washington County Courthouse. Among statewide races, Marshall County showed 49% for Roger Marshall, 20% for Bob Hamilton, and 18% for Chris Kobach. Tracy Mann, a favorite in Marshall County, with 61% to Bill Clifford's 28%. And Jake LaTurner carries Marshall County with 52% to Steve Watkins' 32% and Dennis Taylor 16%. Washington County turned out 63% for Roger Marshall, Bob Hamilton 13%, and Chris Kobach 12%. Tracy Mann also carried Washington County with 63% to Bill Clifford's 25%. Roger Marshall wins a crowded primary Republican field for U.S. Senate. Marshall receives 40%, Chris Kobach 26%, and Bob Hamilton 19%. Marshall, who currently serves as U.S. Representative, will advance to the general election to face Barbara Bollier, who has 86% of the Democratic ballots. Tracy Mann moves on as a Republican victor for the U.S. House Big First District with a 54-33% margin over Bill Clifford. On the Democratic side, Kelly Barnett posts a 63-37% decision over Christy Cobble Davis. In Kansas' 2nd District, Roger Marshall wins a crowded primary Republican field for U.S. Boy, what am I doing? Michael W. Murphy, age 66, of Marysville, passed away March 22nd. Private family service to be held Friday, August 7th, 10 a.m. at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Marysville. It will be live-streamed on Facebook. Public graveside service Friday, 2 p.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Mike Murphy. Mildred K. Lauterbach, age 92, formerly of Odell, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at Our Savior Lutheran Church, Odell. Interment in St. John's Lutheran Cemetery at Lanham. Harmon Wright Mortuary Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Mildred Lauterbach.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Occasional sunshine developing today. Isolated showers and storms early on. Reach a high of 85. Tonight, partly cloudy. Chance of a shower storm late, low near 69. Slight chance of showers and storms on Friday. Occasional sun, high of 87 degrees. Friday night, becoming clear, low near 70. Saturday, lots of sunshine, high near 93. Saturday night, clear to partly cloudy, low 72. Sunday, sunny to partly cloudy. Chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 93. Sunday night, clear to partly cloudy. Slight chance of showers and storms, low near 69. High of 86 Monday, mainly sunny. Monday night, clear to partly cloudy, low 66. High of 88 on Tuesday, lots of sunshine. Tuesday night, clear to partly cloudy. Slight chance of showers and storms, low near 66 degrees. Wednesday, chance of more thunderstorms. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville has the largest selection of greeting cards in the area. No matter the occasion, no matter the distance, the perfect card will brighten your loved one's day. Browse individual cards for an extra personal touch, or pick up a box set so you are ready for any occasion. Shower people with love and affection through the magic of cards from Reflections Hallmark.
Raising cattle is a business. And when your business needs a financial resource, we're a good company to call on. As your ag banking resource, we've gained a lot of experience over the years. Working with local producers, lending a hand. Talk to us. You'll be raising your livestock in good company. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
It may feel like the growing season is drawing to a close, but fall garden prep time is now. We will share a few tips for a second harvest on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, August 6th, the 219th day of the year. Actress Lucille Ball was born on this day in 1911, and 8 years ago, the roving vehicle Curiosity landed on the moon. Backyard gardens typically reach peak production in August, but that doesn't mean the season is winding down. In fact, now is the perfect time for sowing seeds for a fall garden. Cool weather vegetables like squash, lettuces, and cucumbers will germinate quickly in the warm soil, and many can be harvested before the end of September. Plus, cold-tolerant vegetables and root crops seem to get sweeter as the days get cooler. Fall gardening is all about timing. To find the perfect window for your region, check your seed packets and frost charts. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's that time of year again. It's back to school time. Hi, my name is Terry Harries. I'm the kindergarten teacher at Good Shepherd Lutheran School here in Marysville. If you're looking for a Christ-centered school with small class sizes, we invite you to call the school and set up an appointment to come check out our facilities. You can reach us at 562-3181. Please leave a message if no one answers and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Or you can send us a message on Facebook. We look forward to hearing from you.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. Yu Darvish pitched 7 sharp innings, and the Chicago Cubs beat the Kansas City Royals 6-1 last night for their 6th straight victory. Javier Baez drove in 2 runs for the Cubs, who handed Kansas City its 6th consecutive defeat. Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo each had 2 hits and scored twice. Darvish was in a mid-season form for the 2nd straight outing. He gave up 5 hits, struck out 4, and walked 1. The University of Connecticut, the first FBS school to cancel its upcoming football season over concerns surrounding the coronavirus.
UConn football players said in a statement that they came to campus in July knowing there'd be challenges presented by the pandemic, but that it's apparent to them now the challenges are impossible to overcome. The players will still be enrolled in classes and will have access to team facilities and all support services.
That was correspondent Clayton Neville. I'm Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Augusta Flight Center wants to thank our students and pilots for making this year a record breaker. Our 2020 flight hours are up over 150% from 2019, and we've also created 24 new pilots and celebrated 14 first solo flights, along with innumerable discovery flights. For more information on all flight training, including our popular and economical private pilot packages, aircraft rentals, and checkouts or discovery flights, visit our website at iFlyAugusta.com or call Augusta Flight Center at 316-733-4080.
Kansas wheat growers are reporting excellent yield results with AgriPro brand variety SY Rugged. The variety was a standout at harvest in 2020, demonstrating good tolerance to both leaf and stripe rust. SY Rugged is known for excellent drought tolerance, high yields across environments, and top test weights. Farmers looking for a wheat variety with high yield potential that stands up to drought and disease should be planting SY Rugged. Now is the time to call your local AgriPro associate. A list of AgriPro associates is available online at agriprowheat.com.
NBA star LeBron James says the league won't miss Donald Trump after the president criticized players for kneeling during the national anthem and said he'd stop watching. During a video conference inside the Orlando NBA bubble, LeBron James encouraged people to get out and vote.
And I hope everyone, no matter the race, no matter the color, no matter the size, would see what leadership that we have at the top in our country, and understand that in November is right around the corner, and it's a big moment for us as Americans. If we continue to talk about what we want, better, won't change. We have an opportunity to do that.
Despite saying he didn't want to go into his thoughts on President Trump, James encouraged people to use November's election race as a chance to vote for change. I'm Rick Everett, and that is a look at your Thursday Kansas sports on the Mid-America Network.
Have insects such as aphids or spider mites invaded your plants? Then fight back with Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil from the makers of Mosquito Dunks. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests but is harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Insects don't build up a resistance to Summit Year-Round Spray Oil, so it keeps working every time you spray. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil is available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Yellow spots and a white powdery substance on the leaves of cucumber, squash, and other vine crops are symptoms of powdery mildew fungal disease. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You'll often find the plants that have started fruiting are the first to be infected. The infected leaves eventually turn brown and die. The fruit are rarely infected with this disease, but severe infestation can reduce the size and number of fruit produced. Consider using an eco-friendly control if treatment is needed. Cornell University found a mixture of 1.5 tablespoons of baking soda and 3 tablespoons of lightweight horticultural oil, like Summit Year-Round Spray Oil, mixed in a gallon of water was effective at controlling this disease. Lightweight oils alone have also proven effective. You will need to apply most products every 7 to 14 days as soon as you discover the disease. As always, read and follow label directions carefully. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
In the days when passenger trains crisscrossed the nation, the train depot in Marceline, Missouri saw plenty of traffic. One of the regular passengers was a man who might slip in and out of town quietly as he paused a few hours to visit the place where he got his start. The story is this edition on the American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio,
You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Farm Journal and National 4-H present the first ever Farm On virtual benefit concert. Join us and some of country music's biggest stars as we raise money for 4-H and its dedication to building stronger communities. The concert will be August 27th at 7 Central, and your 4-H'er can be part of it. Just text a picture or video of them and their project with the words Farm On to 31313 or by using the Farm On hashtag via social media. Join us for the Farm On virtual benefit concert this August 27th at 7 p.m.
Walt Disney was born in 1901, and from 1906 to 1911, he grew up in Marceline, Missouri. They were formative years, years that impacted his life forever. He came back to this town in 1946 to draw inspiration for his coming work.
He was just in the very infant stages of planning what we now know as Disneyland. There's going to be a Main Street, and he wanted it to be his best memory of Marceline. So he very quietly came back armed with a still camera and a motion picture camera, and he just detailed everything about Marceline's downtown core.
Peter Whitehead says in 1956, the town invited the celebrity, Walt Disney, his brother, and their wives to town to name the new swimming pool and park for them. The town did not have a hotel in which to house the Disneys, so they chose a household with a very special feature to host them.
They stayed with the Johnsons. They were the only ones with central air. They became fast friends. Inez Johnson, who even at the age of 90 still comes in almost every day to our museum to volunteer, she'll tell you about dozens of times that Walt got off the train. His favorite mode of transportation from the West Coast to the East Coast was on the Santa Fe Super Chief, and it went every 3 hours through Marceline.
Disney made formal visits during the 1950s and 60s, but those impromptu stops happened at various times and hours in this small town.
So he would jump off the train, be a knock on the door. If he had enough time, he might stay overnight and get the train the next morning.
Legend has it that Disney wanted everyone on the train to know exactly how important his hometown was to him.
Even in the middle of the night, he would run up and down the sleeper cars and tell everybody that they were about to go through Marceline.
There's much to see at the museum that honors Disney here. I'll take you there next time as we travel the countryside. In Marceline, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.
There will be a household and collectible auction for the Arlo Lindhorst Trust. Saturday, August 8th, sale begins at 10 a.m. at the Helvering Center in Marysville. Selling furniture, primitives, collectibles, and household items, including an 18-cubic-foot refrigerator, electric range, washer, dining table with six chairs and two leaves, three-piece queen and four-piece full-size bedroom sets, glass front hutch, antiques and collectibles include a pump organ, child's rocker, 20-plus die-cast 1/18 scale cars, toys, fancy dishes and glassware, set of German-made dishes, hand and power tools, a few garden tools, a John Deere 160 riding mower, 38-inch cut with bagger, plus other miscellaneous. This household and collectibles auction for the Arlo Lindhorst Trust, Saturday, August 8th, begins 10 a.m. at the Helvering Center in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Would you eat an egg that has been sitting on the kitchen counter for a few days? Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. Eggs collected from the hen house and not washed will be just fine as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
It's no secret that farmers work their tails off. Heck, you're probably working right now. So here's a little work-related advice from Cenex. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. It even extends the life of your injectors and injector pumps. Typical number two diesel? That's for hobby farmers. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Peace of mind, powered locally. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
The
United States is one of only a handful of countries in the world that gets a little squeamish when chicken eggs are stored on the kitchen counter instead of in the fridge. Lisa Steele's family has been raising chickens for five generations. She has a popular blog and Facebook page to share poultry tips. A question she's often asked is if eggs should be washed after being collected from the hen house. The short answer is no. Eggs are laid with a natural coating on the shell called the bloom or cuticle. This coating is the first line of defense in keeping air and bacteria out of the egg. Eggshells are porous, so when you wash them, you're removing that natural barrier. Unwashed eggs can sit on your kitchen counter at room temperature for a couple of weeks and they'll still be edible. But once they've touched water, they need to be refrigerated. Store-bought eggs have been cleaned, so they need to go in the fridge. If you plan to sell your eggs, Steele says your state will dictate whether they should be washed or not.
Each state has different laws about handling the eggs, how they have to be stored, whether or not they have to be washed. Like in Virginia, if you're going to be selling them, you have to leave them unwashed. Other states, you have to wash them. You have to use a certain solution.
When Steele washes her eggs, she rinses them under warm running water.
You want the water to be warmer than the egg so it doesn't suck the bacteria in. And you want to do it under running water. You don't want to put them in a bowl of water and then start washing them. It should be running water so they're not sitting in the dirty water. And then just let them dry and refrigerate them. Personally, I don't wash my eggs until just before we eat them.
Clean nesting boxes will go a long way in keeping the eggs clean. Check them every morning and change out the bedding every couple of days or so. Learn more about handling eggs at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Tenderly is calling.
All the messages you see and hear every day on the TV, the internet, the radio, telling you that if you just buy this car, this smartphone, or this outfit, you'll be happier and life will be easier. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. Well, you know money can't buy happiness, but the appeal of something new can be hard to resist. So how can you stay content in a world that tells you you always need more? One solution is gratitude. When you're tempted to buy something you don't need, stop. Think about everything you're thankful for. When I do this, a feeling of contentment overwhelms me. I realize that the latest thing doesn't add value to my life. What does are my relationships, my family, and a God who cares for me. The next time you're tempted by the ads or promotions, think about what you're grateful for. Offer up a little prayer of thanksgiving while you're at it. This will help you live a more content, confident, and generous life.
Automation is coming to crop and livestock monitoring. More today on Farm to Fork.
As farmers and applicators are making pesticide applications this season, the Growing Matters Coalition encourages them to be cognizant of pollinators' visitation habits. Tim Joseph is Senior Product Manager for Landis International, representing Mitsui Chemicals Agro.
Bees and other insect pollinators are most at risk from pesticides when they're applied to crops or plants while they are blooming. Before applying pesticides, farmers and applicators should be aware of the crop's bloom stage and pollinator attractiveness. To avoid exposing insect pollinators to pesticides, farmers and applicators should strictly observe the application timing on the label relative to the blooming stage of the crop as well as other plants in the area.
If you'd like more information on the Be Sure Pesticide Stewardship Awareness Campaign, visit growingmatters.org. Again, that's growingmatters.org.
Imagine a technology that monitors crop and livestock conditions and implements irrigation and fertilizer application all without human involvement. That's what a system called FieldDoc is designed to do. Dr. Nadia Shakur, a scientist at the Donald Danforth Plant Center in St. Louis, is heading the research.
The FieldDoc is designed to be a completely autonomous crop monitoring system. It's a platform that we've designed and kind of are planning for researchers to monitor their crops and gather data from the field every day using autonomous drones as well as a wireless sensor network.
Shakur says while the system is intended initially for research, the technology will become available to farmers and ranchers as well.
Our farmer partners, they're interested in potentially using the FieldDoc to first monitor their crops and then sending it over their pastures as well to track their livestock in the neighboring fields. Hopefully, we'll be working with them to really understand the needs of what exactly do you want to monitor in the livestock? Do we have the appropriate sensors on the cameras, on the drone? Can we use that data and integrate it with the FieldDoc and get that to the grower as well?
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hello and good Thursday. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network, as well as your latest 2020 Summer Harvest Update. Summer Harvest Updates here on the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by U.S. Custom Harvesters, Syngenta AgriProceed, Abilene Machine, and Midwest Ford Dealers. Well, let's take a peek across the country here as the weekly harvest report came in yesterday. As the harvest, of course, gaining momentum in the north and the northwest, steadily improving quality. Protein also increased from 11.9% to 12%. Soft wheat harvest is just about done, but the crop remains much improved over 2019.
19, as well as the harvest is underway now in South Dakota and southern Minnesota. Warm, dry conditions ahead to try and continue on with their harvest progressing well. We'll look at the crop progress for the hard red winter wheat. The good weather helping the seed with the 2020 harvest so far. South Dakota's about 80% complete. Harvested Montana about 25% complete. And Idaho and up in the far northwest about 25 to 30% complete with favorable conditions ahead, including with their weather. Most areas have not been harvested. Expect a hot and generally dry conditions within this next week to maybe speed that along. We'll take a look at the latest weekly data, as the recent test data has the industry feeling, quote, pretty happy with the overall crop quality. Good overall test weight and the 1,000 kernel weight did not change this week. We'll look at this week at the 313 tested. The moisture percentage at 11.1 in comparison to last week at 10.9, and the five-year average at 11.3. Protein percentages, again, as mentioned, went up to 11.9 compared to 11.8 of last week. And the test weights as of right now for this week coming in at 80.6. That's not much different from last week. The damage levels right now at 0.2%. And again, in comparison to the 5 years average, harvesters and producers out there reporting this year fairly well so far up in the northern areas. Harvest updates are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machines, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. Sam Speck, Mid-America Ag Network News.
Most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/3/20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
KNDY.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue said USDA is helping the American ag sector reach economic, social, and environmental sustainability goals.
To meet all three of these sustainability objectives in the U.S., we've taken an innovation-based approach. This year, USDA launched the Ag Innovation Agenda. The AIA is designed to stimulate innovation in order to increase U.S. agricultural production by 40%. While cutting the environmental footprint of U.S. agriculture in half by 2050. Over the past 70 years, U.S. output has almost tripled, while inputs have only increased by a tenth of a percent annually. We're achieving this dramatic increase in productivity with fewer resources by harvesting innovation and in technology and continuing to put those forward.
And USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey said the pace of the winter wheat harvest ahead of the same time where it was a year ago.
Looking at the winter wheat harvest for the week ending August 2nd, 85% of the crop has been cut, 3 percentage points behind the five-year average, but ahead of last year's 80%. Most of the remaining progress across the northern plains and the northwest. Despite favorable weather in the last week, it's a function of the crop developing a bit more slowly than typical for that region, the northern plains and the northwest. And so we're just waiting for the crop to fully mature in some areas. So, for example, in Montana, only 20% of the winter wheat has been harvested. Five-year average is 52%. And further west in Washington state, where it was very hot and dry last week, 33% harvested. 48% is the five-year average. So where the wheat's ready to go, it has been ideal for cutting.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com. Hello again, Orion Samuelson here, to talk about how consumer attitudes toward purchasing dairy products are changing because of the pandemic. I'll talk about it after this message. If you're looking to increase your profits per acre, and who isn't these days, then I would urge you to check out Flura.com. Flura has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains coming from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers delivering the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Flura makes it easy to join the Green Rush. All you need to do is call 989-303-8178. That easy to start making more per acre. Call now, 989-303-8178, or check out Flura.com. That's Flura.com. Last month, about 400 people from the entire dairy industry, from cow milkers to processors to retailers and wholesalers, brought them 400 people in to St. Paul, Minnesota. So the reason was to look at the changes that COVID-19 could be making in food purchasing and particularly in the dairy industry. The theme, a disruptive forum on today's consumer and dairy opportunity, built upon the past 2 years of learning and closely examined how current events have created unique circumstances and opportunities influencing consumer behavior for 2020 and beyond. And according to Molly Pelzer, who is the CEO of Midwest Dairy, she said, although the Dairy Experience Forum took a different form this year by going virtual, we're thrilled to bring the dairy community together once again to facilitate important discussions and collaborations to strengthen our collective position. This year's challenges have also provided opportunities for dairy, and we're fortunate that this conference allows us to explore how we can maximize them together. But I'm particularly interested in a consumer panel that took a look at perceptions surrounding health benefits, animal care, and sustainability. And a common thread throughout each presentation was analyzing how COVID-19 with dairy foods has changed some of the buying habits of the dairy industry. While consumer panelists shared specific concerns, they also shared enthusiasm for dairy and habits which showcased opportunities for the dairy industry. A common thread, according to the report, throughout the presentations was analyzing COVID-19, how it has affected consumer shopping behaviors, especially as it relates to dairy. And some of those stories are interesting. As of June 21st, retail dairy sales in the United States are up 17%, outperforming other edible category increases this time. And during COVID-19 restrictions, those buying more dairy, 25% more, were increasing their consumption the most at breakfast time and at snack times. And they also learned that those buying more dairy are increasing their purchase of dairy and dairy products. So, as with everything in our life, there are opportunities, and according to this conference in St. Paul, those obligations and opportunities are with you if you're in the dairy business. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flura.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
KNDY.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides.
and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Young farmers have a lot to think about when starting their farming business. Stay tuned for financial tips that can make the process easier on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
It's no secret that farmers work their tails off. Heck, you're probably working right now. So here's a little work-related advice from Cenex. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. It even extends the life of your injectors and injector pumps. Typical number two diesel? That's for hobby farmers. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Peace of mind, powered locally. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
It's tough to get started in agriculture. Young beginning farmers have lots of enthusiasm and energy, but may not have the capital or financial savviness to get off on the right foot. Alex White is an advanced instructor of dairy science at Virginia Tech and also a financial consultant for farms and small businesses. He says young people tend to think financial matters are too difficult or confusing, so they don't know where to start. They also think they have plenty of time to do it. But step number one in the financial process is to make the time now.
Every week or every month, whatever fits their schedule, slot some time just to take care of your personal finances. Because if you don't, it's just not going to happen. Sort of like going to the gym. If it's not on your calendar, it's really tough to get there. Once you do that, then I'd say the next step is setting goals. That is crucial. Financial professionals can't help you if you don't know what your goals are.
Start with your long-term goals. Once you know what you want to do 5, 10, 20 years down the road, set shorter-term goals to move you in that direction. White says it's also critical to have health insurance, an emergency fund, and a good idea of how your money is being spent.
They need to build a monthly living budget for their household, just to have some idea of what it's going to cost them to live for the month. And I realize it'll be different by the month, so just sort of come up with an average. Or if they want to do like a quarterly budget, that helps them figure out how they want to use their money. Next thing, I'm going to ask them to track their expenses for a month so they actually see how they're spending their money and then compare that to a budget to see how they did.
I'm Jody Henke. Find more financial tips for young farmers at agriculture.com.
The tough new 2020 Chevy Silverado pickups are in stock at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville, including a 2500 HD two-door work truck. It's four-wheel drive, 2500 HD LTZ, and 2500 HD High Country Edition. It's the Duramax Z71 package at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Hello and good Thursday afternoon. Sam Speck with your latest market information right here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Passing through the lunch hour, it's still a mostly mixed to slightly lower day through the ag commodity markets. Grains, oilseeds, livestock, same story as they saw this morning. Again, slight losses, but in the immediate month for the live cattle, they do see a 15-cent gain up to 102.45. October live cattle down 62 cents to 106.82. And then again, rest of the complex mostly lower. August feeder cattle down 60 cents to 144.20. But September is up 2 cents to 146.50 and mixed figures beyond that. Mixed for the lean hogs as well. August lean hogs to 49.87. That's up 42 cents on the day. October still down 7 to 49.22. Still mostly lower through the grains today with a slight loss for the corn complex. September corn sitting at 310 and 3 quarters. That's down a quarter cent. December to 322 and 3 quarters. That's down a half. The wheat complex, Chicago spring, Kansas City wheat all mostly lower. September Kansas City wheat to 419 a bushel. That's down 7 and a half. December to 420
$1.2975, also down 7.5 cents. The soybeans for the month of August right now down 0.75 cents, sitting at 8.81¼. September down 0.75 cents to 8.75¼. August soybean meal also sharply lower, down 1.40 to 2.8090, and the oil also still lower, down 24 points for the month of August to 31.46. However, the back month seeing some rebounding into the green. December is up 29 points to 64.75. That's for the cotton complex and the energy complex as well, seeing a mostly mixed to slightly lower day. Slight loss for the crude oil complex. September down 13 cents, sitting at 42.06 a barrel. Unleaded gas up a penny to 123 a gallon. Heating oil drops a penny to 125. And natural gas also down 1 cent to 218. A whale of a day for silver once again. September silver up $1.50 to 28.39 an ounce. August gold up to 2,054.70. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market update here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8-3-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
KNDY. Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
The Black Squirrel City's brand of classic country, heard through 7 decades across Kansas and Nebraska. KNDY Marysville is AM 1570 and FM 94.1.